I want to call the meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order for September 20th at 8 o'clock. I mean, excuse me, at 9:30. I didn't get enough sleep last night. I would ask, I'm going to appoint Bonnie Simmons as the timekeeper, and I will ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Mia Bediaco.
Present.
Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
A.C. Bird.
Present.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Zakai Free. Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Ambrose Lane. Mike Martin will not be present. Fian Mangaza.
Present.
Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Sarvan Dawa.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Lori Taguma will not be present, to as far as we know. Jack Van Aken.
Here.
Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Yosha Manaka.
Here.
And the secretary is here. Nicole Sawaya.
Present, but on a personal privilege trip.
Yeah, she was here, yes. And our counsel, Dan Siegel, is also present.
And on a personal privilege trip.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know where Tony is. So,
he's just right outside on the phone.
Okay. All right. So this morning, we're going to have a look at and a report on this meeting was specifically called to approve the budgets for the network, all seven budgets, which include the five stations, the Pacifica National Archives, and the National Office budget. As we all know, Mike Martin was unable to attend. Mike has been the chair of the National Finance Committee since the beginning of this particular term of the PNB. Over the course of the last 2 months, that committee has met no less than once a week to hammer out the budgets and bring the foundation to fiscal responsibility and to deliver a set of balanced budgets that are essential for this organization to move forward. Because Mike Martin was unable to attend, the second in command of the committee is Brian Edwards Tiekert. He is not a member of the PNB. He's a member of the KPFA LSB. He has signed a confidentiality agreement, though I'm going to have him sign one of the Pacifica confidentiality agreements. He's done one for the local station board. He has been a invaluable assistant and presence on the National Finance Committee. And I made a decision to bring Brian in because of his familiarity with the statistics and as an assistant also to the executive director, who has also been present at nearly every meeting of the National Finance Committee. So at this point, I'm going to turn the meeting over to the two of them. We're going to go, I believe, station by station, working up to the national office.